This is when public safety here, and hopefully when Mr. Gillen gets up and going there in his position properly there, his own findings and his facts will prove that point, that there are serious problems there, and as we know, he's going to take a responsible approach to it, obviously. And that's what's needed as well. I've always said that a responsible approach had to be taken. Like, you know yourself, Catherine, I've always insisted on one shoot, one kill, no messing about, not turning into a cowboy Wild West scenario. You can either shoot a rifle or you can't shoot it. And if you can't shoot to kill, you shouldn't be there. And that's what I've always lobbied for, that guards alongside the Irish sniper's been involved. But whoever's out shooting going forward, just know what they're at, know how to do it properly, and no animal suffering involved here. One shoot, one kill, and that takes the whole painful equation out of the matter there for any animals and any animal suffering and such.
We spoke previously to Councillor McLafferty about quite a concerning factor in all of this, that we actually don't know. There hasn't been an audit done of the amount of deer in Donegal or elsewhere at the moment. But you fear that the population has increased quite dramatically.
Yeah, the population is just mushroomed. That's just what the population has done, Catherine, all over Donegal here. It's quite evident no matter where you are, particularly in rural areas. It's not unusual now at the case at the moment now to see up to 20, 30 deers together in plots. Like, this is how mad it is now at the minute. So again, then what that day, and 56 runs right through the centre of Donegal here, such are along the coast here of Donegal, where it's mainly populated on both sides of the road, right to the left of the road, forested and so on. So accordingly then, you have deers jumping crisscrossing the road from that and so on then. And that's pretty much the whole way, Catherine. When you leave Killybegs, whether you go through Headfermanagh Bay, Donegal Town, or you leave Killybegs and come further a bit longer down the road, you get through Guidoor, to Fanny Creek and so on, the whole way until you hit Sligo or beyond Sligo, it's forested pretty much the whole way and many vast areas of it. So accordingly, the deers are going to be travelling the whole way as well.